dancer clocks in the round beat. At ringside we can see some great officials. Officials like King Tubbs the Great, KG, Randis, Prince Buster, Lee Perry, Byron the Dragon, Corey, Mr. Fattinger, and being a big ball of smoke is no other than Mr. George Benson. There are other officials I haven't seen, such as Harry Palmer, Lee Gopchaw. But anyhow, the fight must go on. The Bonnelly and the both of them get into the middle of the ring now. And the right from Coxon to Bonnelly head and Bonnelly misses. Another left from Coxon to Bonnelly and Bonnelly misses also. And stepping around is Joe Frazier, the referee, running around like he's a busy bee. And you can see Bonnelly right from Bonnelly to Coxon, touches on the island, but Coxon's really bleeding from the island. One touch from Bonnelly and Coxon standing strong like he's really want to do something. And right from Coxon to Bonnelly and switching on his nose, but the time is like nothing doing. And Bonnelly to Coxon, well, right from Bonnelly to Coxon, right from Bonnelly to Coxon, Coxon duck on another right, and Coxon forget to duck on his nose! 1, 3, 4, 5, and Coxon back on his nose.
Yes, a lot of us know that Coxon and Bunny Lee were kind of rival producers. So that was Derek Morgan having a music battle. And it came out in 1968. And he's, you know, the way he put all those lyrics together to send over a message is fantastic. Another track we're going to be playing by the producer Bunny Lee. Of course, Bunny Lee was born in 1941. And he's one of the top reggae producers of the time. And he was always, he started off as a reggae plugger. And that was for Duke Reed. And what a reggae plugger did, they used to get the records played. And if they got them played on the radio, that was the way that they'd get pushed. So a lot of people, when he started off, he'd had this kind of a show. It was a teenage party. And it was a bit like the X Factor. And Bunny Lee used to be on the panel. And while he was on the panel, he'd say that a track was a hit or a miss. And if it was a hit, it would get power play throughout the week. And if it was a miss, well, those artists would have to come back and try again. A lot of them didn't get the opportunity, but some of them did. Well, that's just a little introduction, but I'm going to be playing Derek Morgan again. And this track is Hold You Back. And all the tracks I'll be playing this evening until 10 o'clock are produced by Bunny Lee. You've logged into Lady Loy on Jamrock Radio. Yes. this Wet Dream Rhythm track.
It's been so long with this carry on. It's been too long with this carry on. Girl, hold your job, make me time it you need. Hold your job, make me time it you need. Girl, I beg you, pull him. Girl, pull him, Jack. Make me time it you need. Pull him. Pull him, Jack. Make me time it you need. Pull him.
Yeah, sometimes when we listen to music, we forget the work involved behind the scenes. And the role of a producer is to oversee and manage the recording of an artist. They gather ideas and select songs, and they coach the artist. They record and they mix and they master until the final production is ready. So a lot of times when we hear the tracks, we kind of forget the work involved. So I'll be giving a little bit of background about some of the tracks that I have information on, so you can get an idea about why a producer is so important. Yes, this is Johnny Clark on the vocals, Sound Clash. But back in the days, the Sound Clash wasn't like Mavado and Vibes Cartel and Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. They used to do it just with pure lyrics, and it was for entertainment and as a gimmick. So here we have Do You Love Me, vocals by Johnny Clark. And on this one, Jazbo is cussing I Roy for imitating you, Roy.
Jazbo, do you hate I? Or do you want to fly way down to the sky? But when it's you with you, boy, you're gonna tell me goodbye. And never you look so shy, yeah. Come on, we down there now. And I wouldn't put a dime into your scars until you see we round it.
I wonder, girl.
And if Bonnie Lee was a flea, then he would go down to the maiden's chamber. He would run upstairs and he would run downstairs.
Yes, and when Jazbo was doing this, he was just really mucking about over a rhythm track. He didn't even know that Bonnie Lee was recording him. And that's what I mean by, you know, the work of a producer. They'll see an opportunity, they'll have a vision, and they'll just exploit it at that time. If you miss that opportunity, you miss a whole subgenre. And in this particular track, if he hadn't used his initiative and started recording, even though Jazbo didn't know he was being recorded, we wouldn't have the DJs that we have now.
Sounds of yesterday, so you got to be listening to me when I'm no fear. The hoodie, but the hoodie, yeah. See the goosey, goosey, down the way, do you wonder? I'm stealing down, stealing in the tip of his dream, I come a wee round it, yeah.
Yes, apart from Bonnie Lee, the producers of the time was Jeff Barnes, Winston Williams, Jeff Dixon, Leslie Kong of Beverly's, there was the Cox and Downbeat, Joe Gibbs, Duke Reed of Cheshire Isle and Harry J. And what would happen is when they wouldn't just rely on them being played on the records, on the radio, they would also have to go up to the producers and try to get them to play the music as well, or at least get some new artists or recognize the artists that they have.
Gonna bring rap when we beat to give you game of the man I call the preacher. Yeah, I'm a flash in my fire because I'm a no lion until you baby coming down the Zion. Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of these DJs started their own sound systems.
You may get crushed, I'm heavy like a roller. Yeah, I'm heavy like a top.
Which is another way of promoting music. Yes, this was a hit for Bunny Lee, Cherry O' Baby. Apparently, Daryl Wilson was the person who brought Errol Donaldson to Bunny Lee and introduced him to him. In a Circle is backing him on this track. We've got Tin Leg on the drums. Everybody had a nickname in Jamaica. Yes, being a producer is a full-time job. You don't only play the music, you also have to hire musicians. Back in the day, you'd hire studios, you'd hire engineers. It was amazing, and then you'd have to find the singers. And in those days, the singers that Bunny Lee found was like Errol Donaldson, even though he was introduced, but he found John Holt, Slim Smith, Jackie Edwards, Pat Kelly, Johnny Clark, Roy Shirley. So I'll be playing tracks by all of those artists, and Pinch Jasper was very much on his list of artists. I, Roy, of course, and Linville Thompson.
If you don't believe I do, then why don't you try me? I will never let you down. I will never make you wear no frown. If you say that you love me madly, oh babe, I will accept you. Oh, it's there again.
If you've just logged in, you've logged into Lady Loy, and I'm featuring the artists who have been produced by Bunny Lee.
Now we got to go to Music Hill. Now we got to go, don't ever be late. Get on board.
Yes, and I've been saying that the producer has a big role in the artist. He not only has to just play the music or find somewhere to play it, but he's also responsible for creating the sound, the style, finding new innovative ways to, you know, make the music interesting and current. And as you can see, all of these tracks, they surpass time.
A musical rocket, then you can't go wrong with Aga Wrong. As the man I would say, strong, strong, strong.
Well said.
Instrumental, or the version as we call it now, was trial and error, because what happened was they were playing a track, and it used to be two tracks, and they forgot to put the vocals on it. And what they decided to do was let it run. So after they let it run, they went back and put the vocals back on it. And when they went to play it as sound, when one of the sound systems played it, they played the vocal first and then the rhythm track. It caused such a sensation, they decided to exploit that idea. And that's what producers do. They find these little, you know, they make mistakes and they just improvise. Brilliant, brilliant. And of course, we had King Tubby, who was experimenting and working very much with Bunny Lee, so the two of them together would be able to create great dub. They call soft wax and acetate, which is total technical language to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, now this track has a history. it was actually the PNP's anthem, and they used this track for their election. This was another Bunny Lee.
Everything I try to do seems to go wrong. It seems I have done something wrong. Why they try to keep me down?
The rhythm track is actually called Gong Junker Skank.
Thank God I'm not the worst, but I must come from.
When you wanted to dance to this, you just stick out your elbows and like you have wings and you just bop, you know, like you're ready to fly. That's why they call it Junker Skank.
I've been trying a long, long time.
I tell you, the creativity of our people, boy.
No one to give me an empty hand. They only try to keep me down. Oh, God bless, no one curse.
For the producer, it's not only the song or the artist, it's the backing people as well. So when they're looking for people to back these artists, it was very important. On this particular track, we've got Glenn Adams playing the creep organ, we've got Family Man on the bass, we've got Lloyd Tinglaik Adams on the drums, and Al Bello on guitar, and the engineer on this was Errol E.T. Thompson. It's like a puzzle, really. You know, you have all the little bits and you just put them together to, and it comes out into one holistic piece. This is Somebody's Baby by Pat Kelly.
I wanna be somebody's baby, someone to have me, somebody to love. I wanna be somebody's baby, someone who needs me, somebody to love.
Bobby Aitkins and the Carib Beat as a backing track, and Winston Granum on drums. Actually, Winston Granum was the one who taught Sly how to play drums, according to Bunny Lee. Can you imagine that? There's no dibby-dibby musicians they had there, you know.
Thank you.
We've got high class support behind this track. Duke Reed actually produced the rhythm, and it was arranged by Chinna Smith. It was voiced at King Tubby's. And Family Man is on ska guitar on this session. We've got Robbie Shakespeare on bass, Carlton Santa Davis on drums, and this, of course, is the famous, famous Flying Cymbal rhythm. Now you might ask yourself, how would you get the name Flying Cymbal Rhythm? Well, apparently Bunny Lee was eating a piece of chicken and it fly out. It fly out, don't call it Flying Cymbal, I tell you. Yes, the time is 9:30, only 30 minutes left. Time really flies when you're having fun. You're locked into Lady Loy on Jam Rock Sundays every Sunday, 8 till 10. I'm featuring tracks produced by Bunny Lee.
Shots of mighty hit me back.
I think you probably recognise that John Holt sings on this track, I'm Leaving Tomorrow. And I think Dave Barker does a track on this as well, on this rhythm. Yes, it's called Shucks Almighty. And this is Carly, Family Man and Glenn Adams doing what they do best. Just make any sound at all and put it on a rhythm and it works. Sure, Lee Perry's got something to do with this track as well. It wouldn't surprise me with all them kind of song there.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yes, Derek Morgan is cussing I Roy. Oh, Chiny boy.
Take the other belongings and give to your Chinese friend. Jah in heaven knows I write that you are wrong. Are you a Chiny boy? Are you a black boy? It don't need no eyeglasses to see that your skin is black. I write you a divorce, not the head, shiny white. I did not know your forbearance were from Hong Kong. Every man has a right to where he belongs. So declare yourself and tell the Gargan where you are from. I write you a boy. Long run shot catch. Laugh, laugh, laugh the best. You one shot on your back. You immediate you rise until you reach the top. Now you're showing up. Why you see say you are soft? Originate yourself, low right, you are quiet. The original, like Prince Jasper, you are quiet.
Yes, this is the last track I'm going to be playing that was produced by Bunny Lee. Of course, there are probably a lot more that have got his influence, and I might even still play some, but this is the last track of his dedication. So we're now going to just go, and I'm just going to go with the vibe. Recall that I wanted to play People Funny Boy by Lee Perry last week, where he was cussing out Joe Gibbs. I brought the track in today, so I'm going to play it, and it's People Funny Boy by Lee Scott Perry. And this is actually the track that made him money.
Why people funny boy? Why Queen for the best in foundation reggae.
John Holt does a track and they both do it justice.
So she can
Yes, let me take this opportunity to thank you all for listening. Sorry for those of you who had trouble logging in. I guess it's trial and error with these streaming systems, but I just hope you got in. And for those of you who are abroad, and for those of you who are local, national, regional, bless you up same way. This is Lady Loy. Got 15 minutes left, but I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening in. Stay safe and have a nice week.
So find a place where the sun lights up burning. If where the music is known, sweet and low,
yeah, I'm just in with it.
And all at once your whole world has stopped turning.
As a special friend, as a special shout out to all my friends who are listening. Thank you for your support and your love. And for keeping me posted about Wagwan. I love this version. It's Scotty. It's also covered by Junior Soul, Derek Harriott, Linville Thompson. I think I've got all three versions.
Said I know what you're thinking, and I know what you're saying.
She plays the oldies and goodies. My love, the music where she's been, because she sounds so sweet to me. This is Kira Roots blessing up Lady Loy, the vintage queen, on www.jamrockradio.com. Pick up yourself, Lady Loy.
Came out in 1968 and it's still a boom. Yes, this is the Ethiopians.
Yeah, you love the ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, rock your line.
Rocking time.
I want you rock your line.
Rocking time.
Cause I'm gonna whip them, Lord.
Whip them now.
I'm gonna whip them now.
Whip them now.
All right, I'm gonna whip them now.
Yes, I love this rendition of Birds Full of Spring. Of course, we all know the Alton Ellis' version, but this is wicked. A lovely rendition of the Sensations track, which was also done over by Derek Harriott, of course.
That I will never be untrue. My love for you was real. I did what I could do. But though you put me down, you never will. We'll be right back.
5 minutes left. Doesn't time go fast when you're having fun? Make sure you walk good. Don't fasten up people business. And keep the love and share it.
Young stroll along. The future is here, my dear. The future is here, my dear.
Jeez, Afro-Caribbean food has done it again.